Fed Chair Jerome Powell said rate cuts are coming sometime in the future. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 3rd day of April. Thanks for being with us. In other news, inflation drops in Europe and why that matters. Some news out of the Magic Kingdom, think board seats. Because our newscast comes out of Iowa, we thought you might like to know the resale value of the women's Final Four matchup. It's kind of a big number. Could Tesla go bust? That shocking story's up today. We've got the Wall Street Report, and women take a back seat when it comes to the C-suite. For the interview, you'll meet Amy Reynolds, who for 27 years has been in the glamorous business of high fashion for young women and their prom. It's a great story, but first the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful again that you're with us today. Despite reports that tell that the U.S. economy remains strong and that inflation is still with us, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that we can expect rate cuts to happen yet this year. The Associated Press is reporting that Powell, in a speech at Stanford University, said, quote, "The recent data do not materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path," end quote. He added that most Fed officials see it as appropriate to start cutting rates sometime this year. In his speech, Powell also sought to dispel any notion that the Fed's interest rate decisions might be affected by this year's presidential election campaign. The Fed will meet and decide whether to cut rates during the peak of the campaign in July and in September. Two words, stay tuned. On that bit of news, Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the Dow losing ground for the third day in a row. Those numbers are coming at you in just a bit. The U.S. is not the only nation dealing with persistent inflation. The EU is also dealing with prices above that group's 2% target. The AP is reporting that European shoppers saw inflation fall more than expected in March to 2.4%. Costs spiked in the grocery aisle, eased, and overall price raises headed down in the two biggest economies, which are Germany and France. The annual figure for the 20 countries that use the euro currency came in below the 2.5% predicted by financial markets and brings the European Central Bank ever closer to its inflation goal of, yes, 2%. But analysts say that the decline from 2.6% in February, though welcome, would likely not be enough to move up the central bank's first interest rate cut. It is interesting, however, that both Europe and the U.S. have the same 2% target, and one has to wonder if it is yet a realistic number. Now, it's been a wild time over at Disney, and the recent news is that shareholders have now rallied behind CEO Bob Iger and pushed aside an attempt by activist investors to take seats on the Disney board. The AP is reporting that shareholders rebuffed Nelson Peltz and his ally, former Disney chief financial officer Jay Rasulo, who had sought seats on the company's board. The activist group previously said it wanted to see Disney achieve Netflix-like financial performance, specifically citing a 2027 target for Disney to raise a profit margin measure called EBITDA, that's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, to levels of 15 to 20%. But Disney is already operating at that level. In the quarter that ended in December of last year, Disney's EBITDA margin was 18%. So there. Yes, we do live in Iowa, and yes, we were thrilled that the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team throttled LSU this past week. And just how popular are the women as we head into the Final Four? The AP is reporting that the average price paid for a ticket on the resale market this week was twice as high for the NCAA Women's Final Four compared to what's going on with the men's semifinalists. This according to a technology company that analyzes prices across multiple platforms. And those resale numbers? The average price of a ticket resold to the women's semifinal was $2,323. The average price for the men's was $1,001. The women's games Friday match Iowa against Connecticut and South Carolina against North Carolina State at the just over 19,000-seat Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. Including data from sales made a month ago and longer, the average price for the women's semifinals is $1,131 compared with $400 for the same period last year. The men's games Saturday pit Purdue against North Carolina State and Connecticut against Alabama at a 63,000-seat State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Overall average ticket price for the men's semifinals is $993 compared with $636 last year. The demand for the women is due in part to the media frenzy surrounding Iowa's Caitlin Clark, the all-time leading scorer for Division I. The Hawkeyes have played before sellout crowds at home, on the road, and in neutral sites for all but two games this season. Go Hawks! This past week, we had a story about the disappointing results Tesla shared when it came to vehicle deliveries that were well below expectations. Now, according to CNBC, there are rumblings that the electric vehicle company could go bust, and its stock sink to $14 a share. Per Leckander is a hedge fund manager who's been shorting Elon Musk's electric car maker since 2020, and he made that claim during a CNBC interview. Leckander was a former portfolio manager at investment firm Lansdowne Partners who successfully called a 2018 rally in carbon prices. Since 2020, clean energy transition has been shorting on Tesla stock, meaning that Leckander's firm will profit if the automaker's shares fall. At the bell on Wednesday, Tesla stock was priced at $168.38, which is a long way from $14 a share. However, it should be noted that shares of Tesla have fallen by $80 a share, or 32%, since the start of this year. Meanwhile, the Dow closed down for a third day in a row, shedding 43 points to close at 39,127. The Nasdaq picked up 37 points to finish the trade at 16,277, and the S&P 500 added 5 points to close at 5211. West Texas Intermediate crude gained 50 cents to close at $85.65 a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury yield ticked down to 4.351%. And finally, there is this, and this is about women losing ground when it comes to occupying the C-suite. According to a report by S&P Global Market Intelligence, female executives have lost momentum and literal seats at the table in the movement toward gender parity. Of the approximately 15,000 C-suite roles at S&P 500 companies, just 11.8% are held by women, and that's down from 12.2% last year. The decline represents the absolute loss of 55 to 60 seats and marks the first reversal after two decades of consistent growth. Growing trepidation about diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives may have played a role, according to researchers who pushed back C-suite parity forecasts by up to 7 years. All right, click ahead and join us for a conversation about glamorous prom dresses. Amy Reynolds is our guest, and she owns a company called Glam. Glam is located in the greater Des Moines area, but I have to tell you, I saw license plates from around the Midwest on a Saturday when I visited this fantastic facility. Amy Reynolds and Glam coming up next here on Insight on Business, and thanks for listening.